Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Managing Digital.
And we are recording today from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community at 18 Kent Street West in downtown Lindsay. And we have with us Anand from Twisted Indian, otherwise known as the tall guy who knows your name from Twisted Indian.
That's right. Welcome. I'm the tall, crazy guy who's very chatty. It's great to be here, guys, and thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, yeah, tell us about, you are a great example of, we want to be the most thriving region in Canada for small business, and you are one of the crazy people who started a small business here. So tell us about that.
Crazy, yeah. Yeah, crazy. It is true. I think we started thinking, and this goes back to, I want to say 2014, when I first visited Lindsay, and I obviously didn't live here then. I visited Lindsay and I was like, okay, what can we do for good Indian food or anything close to that? And there was nothing. So I used to live in a different province. So I used to just visit my sister, who was at that time living here since, I think, 2012. And then I sort of stayed for a week, and then, you know, we didn't have any options. So we, you know, I go back to Saskatchewan where I'm, you know, where I used to be, and I get that a lot. Like, I'm sorry to hear that. You know? Yeah, just because, you know, Ontario is always superior than anything else.
Oh, yes, center of the universe.
That's right. That's right. So then I come back in 20, I think it was 2016 or 17, and then same thing, right? So it's like nothing happening in terms of diversity in food, right?
Yeah.
So we say, okay, let's go to Peterborough or Ajax or anywhere else. And, you know, fast forward in 2019, I decided to move to Ontario from Saskatchewan. You wonder why? And I said, okay, well, and that time I obviously stayed in Lindsay. And it's amazing how it worked out, because it was just the onset of COVID, right? And we were thinking to open up a restaurant in just as soon as I, you know, sort of moved in into Lindsay, Ontario, right? But we didn't because of COVID, because of scary times, because like, oh, you know, everything is shutting down. Life is a mystery at this point. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of continued my doing my job, which I transferred into Ontario. And we decided to sort of postpone the plans of opening something anywhere, right? Because of the uncertainty of COVID, right? 2021, we decided, okay, maybe now it's a good time, and hopefully, you know, the worst is in the past, sort of thing, right? So we decided to sort of start our, you know, research, and you know, we did a preliminary research of 5 people in Lindsay. You know, we asked them, hey, Indian food, right? What do you think? And they said, oh yeah, I think it'll do well. So we decided to say, okay, well, let's just take a leap of faith and open up Twisted Indian in Lindsay. So we opened up our doors in 2021 December, and it's been a year and a couple of months now. So that's the story.
It feels like it took off. I obviously don't work there, but it feels like it came in. People were talking about it a lot, really excited. I had a couple people recommend it. Patricia Boyd, she actually was one of the people that told me to go. My barber told me to go. I finally got there, and like, it just, why do you think it took off?
I think it's, you know, it's part, you know, giving a thirsty person a jug of water, sort of thing. And, you know, also, you know, also the interest of the population to have some sort of different type of food, right? It's a combination of both. I think people always wanted something different. I think it was just, you know, and even prior to our business, I think there was a few mom and pop shops or like a few small stores that were trying to introduce certain different types of food. But I think it didn't really get a lot of traction because they were trying to keep it, you know, sort of mixed, right? Rather than just choosing a trend or choosing a particular cuisine, right? So people did get recognition for, oh, like, you know, a lot of customers of ours come and say, oh, you know, before you, there was this place where I used to go and get this, but that place is no more here. So that makes me realize that, you know, even the operators back in the days maybe were not too sure if that's what people wanted, right? And again, you know, call it a leap of faith. We just sort of said, let's just do this, and we'll wonder later how it's going to be. And that's a risky move, obviously, right? But you're right, Matt, you know, it's kind of worked out in our favor in terms of how it took off. And you know, again, you know, it's, it didn't take off because, you know, we are, you know, of course we work hard and everything, but the community helps as well. The population has been very kind, and, you know, people, the word of mouth, like I was telling somebody a couple of weeks ago, has been huge for us, right? So, and because it's such a close-knit community, people know each other, and that's what kind of trickled down to our success as well so far, again, because, you know, people were sharing and talking about us behind the scenes, and that kind of positive, you know, chat was helping our growth, you know, as well. And again, I'm not saying that we've reached our potential, the maximum we can, but that has been a very good, you know, contributing factor to our first year of being still in business.
It was so timely. Like, the demographics up here have changed so much since COVID, people coming from the cities. I'm going on 5 years of being in Lindsay, and I grew up in Whitby, Durham
right.
region.
Right.
I still think I've worked the majority of my career in Ajax and Pickering.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to, like, I used to go to Barrel's Pepper Pot, a Caribbean restaurant, every single week
right.
for like 5 to 7 years, sometimes more. Anytime I didn't have lunch, I would just go there.
Right.
And one of my biggest concerns moving up here was, like, there's not that selection of exotic food, right?
Right. Right.
There was a Caribbean place, and it was burritos.
Right.
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 So I was not super thrilled that I was going to be losing my jerk chicken
right.
every week. But I think what you've seen the last couple of years, at least being timely with people are changing, and like the demographics are coming from the cities, and like
yeah.
you came at the right time.
See, I think I've been told that many times too, that, you know, the timing is perfect. But I mean, when we opened up, when we were planning in I think March, April of 2021, we didn't really exactly know how things are going to be, if COVID is coming to an end or not. And it was a lot of unthinkable, a lot of undecisive stuff that was going around. But yeah, you're right. Like, demographic, since I told you, like, you know, I've been around Lindsay since 2015 from my first visit, I have seen it changing slowly but surely, right? And I think a lot more diversity is coming, which is, you know, only saying that there will be a lot more demand or need for something different. But also not to forget that the population that has been here for a long time also got a chance to explore something new,
yeah.
which is huge, because, you know, I think and I'm not sure if you know, people in Lindsay, you know, people who have been here for years and years have explored the Durhams and, you know, the Mississaugas, and there's the plethora of options there. I'm not sure if they've gone out and tried those, but when they have received something that's different than the existing options, they've appreciated it a lot more. And I think that has been also the reason why we have, you know, raving reviews on Google, or we have a huge sort of following in terms of, you know, word of mouth, right? So that has been, again, a very good thing. But yeah, diversity for sure has been huge as well.
I think you have rave reviews not to take it here right away. And the reason why you're going to be successful long term, there's two reasons. Like, the word of mouth is one thing. And like, you guys took off and you're busy and everyone's talking about it, and that can trickle away. You're going to be successful long term because your food's actually good. Mm-hmm. And two is you. And like, not to bring this into the podcast, but I've talked to you about this privately before
right.
when we were out at that thing a couple
yes.
months ago.
Yes.
It's you, man. Like, you're the person that remembers everybody's name, friendly to everybody. You're really chatty. All these things that you're kind of joking about, like, as negatives, like, those are positives. That's what people want.
I bet you if you ask my staff, they wouldn't say that. They would be like, this guy keeps wasting time talking to people and
absolutely
doing the work.
I think what's really good, though, in that chatty, and why it's good, is the people who are nervous. And I've watched people come in who hadn't
yeah.
really been there, but they've heard, oh, that place is good. And the first time I didn't know you existed, and it was at the CrossFit gym we go to on the other
right.
side of the plaza. People who do not like generally different food,
right.
who I was surprised they went, and they were like, talked about how you like gave them some samples and explained things, and then they loved it. But like, they were nervous. So if you walk into a place where you're nervous and you're kind of guessing what to order, maybe you picked the wrong thing that day. But if you have someone like you who's friendly, who
yeah.
opens it up, now it's like, oh, I want to come back and try that other thing.
Yes.
And then, you know, as they were opening up the one I wanted, I saw something else that I need to try next time. So that, like, you know, starts getting people curious about trying things over.
No, I completely agree. But I think, you know, the main important thing is that, you know, I mean, obviously, I cannot take the credit for all the, you know, the customers that we've handled so far. And obviously, staff has been trained. You know, my goal is to have, again, this is like a, you know, a wish more than a goal, is to have, you know, the customers getting the same level of service, the same level you know, positivity from all of our staff members, you know, that they would expect or that they would receive from me. And I think, you know, when we train our staff, we want to emphasize on what kind of impression we want to give our customers. Yeah. And, you know, people normally categorize us as fast food, but Indian. And I say, no, it's not fast food, because it takes us 90 minutes to make a curry behind the scenes. And sure, we are serving it in 30 seconds on a rice bowl, but, you know, we do put in effort to make things, you know, somewhat authentic, again, which means that we're not jacking up the spice, but we are also keeping it inclusive for everybody. So, I mean, a Lindsay palate, again, I'm not to stereotype, but somebody in Lindsay who's never had anything Indian, I would want them to come and have a positive experience. Yeah. And, you know, like you said, Brian, that, you know, we don't want them to be scared. And that's why what I say, hold hands, you know, while we sort of take them to the journey of, you know, what would work for you. So if somebody says, and I've received this question numerous times, like, what is not spicy? And I say, you know, nothing is spicy unless you want it to. Yeah. And then when somebody says, yeah, hit me, we make it good spicy so that you can also get that experience that you're looking for under the same roof, right? It's the menu is very approachable, very, very approachable in terms of what you would, you know, want to get and what you want to enjoy. It's very versatile too, right? So if you want to have burgers and fries, we have that for you. Of course, it's not a boring burger. It is, it has a little bit of spice and flavor to it. So you know, you are in for a surprise. But you also have poutine. I mean, Canadian classic poutine, right? Combined with Indian food, who'd not want to have that, right? So then tacos, and then we have rice bowls and salad bowls for the, you know, for the health conscious people. We have, you know, fries with a twist, you know. So the name Twisted Indian is basically like an, you know, exactly what it is. Yeah. It's a Indian food with a twist, and the twist is how we present it, but also how we can customize it for you, which is, in relation to a traditional Indian restaurant, you would have, you know, your butter chicken and your jeera rice and your naan bread, which you order, and you would get it just in one form. Yes, you can say I can have it, you know, spicy or mild, but here you have a range of choices, you know, which are your choices, which would make the food completely personalizable for yourself, right?
Yeah, I guess now I've never realized until I'm sitting here looking at your hat where it's Twisted Indian Wraps, and the wraps is what makes it more accessible.
I keep forgetting about the wraps.
I've never had a wrap, and we were talking a couple months ago, but I think you said, correct me, the wraps are still what you sell the most of.
It's definitely one of the high selling things. And I mean, if I see my product mix, I think people generally prefer the rice bowls, and the fact that, why is that? Because it's enough food to have it for sort of one seating and a little bit over, right? So, you know, people.
I'm eating too much then.
which is not a bad thing, right? I think a lot of people prefer the bowl. They're not as, you know, not to say messy, but they're definitely more, you know, easier to eat, you know, and you can take time with it. Wraps obviously get a little bit soggy or whatever, but you have to have, you know, you have to have a mission to finish a wrap then, right? As opposed to, you can have your rice bowl.
Yeah, they travel so well, and if take it home.
Yeah, and if you're like anybody like me, you know, if I sit down with one item of food, I don't finish it. Mm. I play with my food too much, and I know your mommy told you not to play with the food, but I'm one of those people. I don't eat it in one go. I'd rather I would have small bites or small portions. So rice bowl can last me all day, you know, or a wrap, I can sort of finish in a couple hours. But the wraps, yeah, they do sell well. And we have two types, right? So there is a baroti wrap, baroti, a twist on the word burrito. So again, baroti is like a pun, like a mix Indian spin on burrito, right?
Yeah.
Which is a whole wheat tortilla wrap, right? And we have a naan wrap. So a lot of people appreciate the naan wrap, because they say that the naan wrap is, you know, very Indian, right? Because, of course, anything with naan is very Indian, right? So, I mean, wraps do sell well, but we have other things as well which sell quite the same, right? It's just what you prefer, right?
Yeah. When I first started going, I was getting, I guess they were just called entrees,
right,
where it was all in a tray and there's a little bit of salad and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But I love with Indian food or Chinese food and different types of food, I like mixing it all together.
Yes.
It's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And so when I realized afterwards I could get all this in a bowl, because I was doing it anyways, I was just mixing up. Like, why do I not get a bowl? Like,
yes.
Just the glorious mouthfuls of these different flavors all the time.
Yeah. So we have a format in our menu called the meal. And the meal is basically what you're talking to. And that basically has rice, a choice of vegetarian, which we kind of just put on rice, and then the meat and the small salad and the naan bread is on the side. Now, that is a take on our traditional format called thali, which is the Indian thali. So thalis are very popular back home. You know, you get a lot more, of course, variety in terms of texture and flavors when you go to a traditional Indian restaurant or even in a restaurant back home. But 100%, I think in our format, I even prefer or recommend customers to have the bowl, because it has a lot more fresh ingredients. And when you basically mix everything together, the medley and the flavors infused together brings out a lot more.
Yeah, I remember the first time we had it here, you cried because you got hot.
Oh, yes.
Stuff a bit more, and you kind of like mixed it all up and kind of went right at it. And
but see, this is the great thing. What I like about our menu is that, you know, so rice bowl or a super bowl, we call it, and it's nothing to do with the football game. Super bowl has like rice, and then you have a couple options of veg and one meat, right? And you still get to choose all the toppings and your choice of like your chutneys, which is like a ground up salsa, right? You can choose those in number of combination, have a different experience each time you order a Super Bowl, depending on what you choose. It's the same format, but because of your choices, it becomes like a completely different meal, or sort of a different meal. And that's the beauty of it. Like, you know, you can have a beef curry, but let's say you replace that with a butter chicken, and you will have sort of a different experience in the same format, right? So that's when I think the catch is, where we try to bring you back for the same things, but not the same things, right?
Yeah. I should have known you remember that, because you remember everything. But I think it was like the first or second time I'd had it. I had it at least one more time before.
Right.
I think I went medium with an entree, and I'm like, oh, this is great. I think I got something that was hot, and the first bite I took, I just put it in my mouth and just punched me in the back of the throat.
Yeah.
But then I got it all mixed up, and I got back to normal. But
yeah. We put out a disclaimer saying, if you're definitely getting anything hot, make sure you mix things, because if you just get a spoonful of hot things on its own, you'll definitely feel it. Again, not to scare anybody, but you know, it's just the flavors, combination of flavors that come together, right? And that is it, right?
But it's good quality heat. It's not like you're getting chicken wings that are suicide or whatever you want to say, where you can't taste anything. It was like different flavors with the peppers. It was lovely. It just was surprising, like, okay, maybe I overdid it.
And I think you've done an amazing job of having the different tiers and different profiles for different things.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just the experience of learning what combinations you
That's
make.
Right.
Because I know I joke with your staff. I think every time I go, you have only been there like a couple of times, and it's always the staff, and I make them do like my own ratios of the different chutneys, because in my head I'm like, thinking about what I'm pairing it with and how it's going to mix and how hot I want it that day.
Right, right.
So it's great to be sort of predictable and be able to make that blend versus being super surprised by it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to mix it good.
Yeah.
You get a chunk of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, and I think for our first-time customers, that's the reason why we sort of explain them and, you know, sort of take a couple extra minutes to decide that this is not going to be off-putting for them, right?
Yeah.
And even go one step further and say, would you like to sample this, you know, before you sort of decide or before you sort of just get it on your food, right?
Yeah.
Because then we don't want them to be off-putting or regret that decision in terms of spice level or whatever. Because, of course, it's going to be, you know, we don't want to scar people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or like, not make, not you know, let them to make a wrong decision, that something that may not be, you know, in their comfort zone, right? But we also want people to try new things, of course, yeah. And, you know, come out of their comfort zone, right? Crispy chicken sandwich. I mean, it's crispy chicken sandwich. Everybody does crispy chicken sandwich, but when you get it from our place, it's a little bit different. And the difference is those, you know, flavorful chutneys that are, by the way, made in-house, fresh from real ingredients, right? So it's not open up a bag and pour into the container, right? It's, you know, I sometimes joke with my customers saying, we don't get things in a bag, we get things in a blender,
yeah.
You know? And it's, you know, it's my way to say that, you know, we do want to put your health and the fresh, freshness of the food in your mind when you choose things, right? So
that's good to know too, because you are a franchise, right?
We are, yes.
And I think sometimes people think that a franchise means you're not getting real homemade type of food.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, you kind of hit the nail in the right spot when you said that, Matt, because a lot of times franchisees are perceived to be these, you know, huge corporations that are basically in the business to make money. And of course, everybody likes to make money. But how this brand started, and that's the reason why I was able to relate with them, is that there's a lot of focus on fresh, healthy, and you know, genuine customer service satisfaction. These were their, you know, criterias that I saw when I met the founders. And, you know, that's what something resonated, that, you know, these are the things that I was, you know, sort of, attracted to, I guess. And, I told my family back in the days when we were deciding whether to, you know, open up this or follow something else, yeah. Is that I said, they've done all the groundwork and they've done a immensely great job in putting the brand together very well in terms of customer service satisfaction models. You know, they're focused on healthy yet enjoyable food and fast, right? So I know, again, and this, you know, just going back to your comment about franchisee, it started as a family owned, yeah. And it still is. So the franchisor who started this brand has two stores, and they are still involved with it in operation, right? So, and also, you know, the fact that they started kind of in 2018 time, when which was just kind of around COVID time too, they have about 14 locations that are active right now, including one of myself, of course, right? But they're also growing. There's upcoming stores that are in the pipeline for the, you know, the 2023 and 2024. So it's definitely a brand that is growing slowly. What I do like is every store is operated or, you know, has ownership involvement, which is where the difference is. I mean, I know, sure. I know people who own 5 Subways or 7 Subways and they are staff run. Nothing to say that, not to say that the staffs don't have good intentions, but when the owner is not around, it can easily get away, you know, and it can easily be, the charm can be lost, right? Yeah. So, you know, and back to our, you know, private conversation, you know, that's my concern as well. Like if I step away, would my business perform the same way as if I'm there? And, I think, you know, the wish is to find like-minded people who has, you know, similar, goals and similar, expectations / you know, standards of, yeah. Of, service delivery, right? So we try to train the right people, so that we achieve those, you know, expectations or those, standards that we have laid and, that we want to see, you know, because it's, you know, again, I applaud your, you know, your positive comments that, you know, we've taken off very well. It's not easy. It's not hard to get up top. It's, you know, it's hard to stay there,
yeah.
Right? So I think my wish is that, you know, sure, we've, you know, done enough positive traction, but obviously there's a lot more to be had in terms of, you know, we haven't reached our full potential. And that's only going to come if we stay consistent, mm-hmm. and we maintain this, you know, the friendliness that you see, yeah. in our customer service every time somebody familiar or not familiar person walks into our doors, right?
That's awesome.
I think it's cool. One of the things I wanted to point out when I first went there, and, you know, being a franchise, you know, I used to, or first I thought, oh, you know, you bring in the everything sort of sauce based, you know,
right.
Travels well in a bucket. So you're just bringing it from a, you know, food processor, which again, places do that. But when you had your anniversary and wrap day, you were saying how hard it was because you make everything in small batches.
Yes.
And then earlier today, you're like, you know, it takes 90 minutes to make a batch. So I just think that's something maybe we want to make sure people understand is that it is made in-house in batches versus, you know, the buckets of stuff come on a truck and you
Yes. It's definitely the harder way to do it. But, you know, it's like one of those happy pains, right?
Yeah.
You enjoy doing it the hard way because you know that it's done right. You know, no, like we make a lot of things. There's a lot of component cooking, which means, you know, we sauteed our onions, right? And then, of course, we mix our spices with our onions as we need it. So we are able to keep our food that we serve fresh in small batches, right? Yeah. You know, there is definitely not a lot of prepackaged buckets or bags. We know we make our pickled onions, for example. So we slice our onions. We, you know, even for fast food. Now, I should have mentioned I've had my decent time in my life. Half of my life in working life has been in customer service industry. And, you know, a good chunk of that has been with food, right? And other overlaps into hospitality and management and business, right? Which explains why I'm so sort of chatty or why I like to take interest. And, you know, I almost at a point where I'm very nosy, right, with people. So I love working with food, and it's a self-realization I've received, you know, it's a self-reflection rather that I've realized about my own self. And I work with food and people. Those are the two things that I love doing. And that's why when I opened this, I was, you know, I definitely putting long hours, but I'm enjoying it, right? Because how they say, it's a cliche again, you know, that if you love doing something, you never work a day in your life, right? It's definitely a lot of work. It's definitely a lot of hard work, and we definitely do a lot of things fresh, but it's, you know, it's what we take pride in, right? When customers like yourselves come back and, you know, enjoy and tell their friends and family, that's our positive, you know, that we get out of it, right? In terms of, you know, in terms of serving food, we always rotate things. So nothing is made 7 days before we serve it kind of thing. Everything kind of depletes in a couple of days, which means we're always, you know, sort of cyclical, right? It's very cyclical. Mm-hmm. We're doing, okay, let's make this again. Let's make this again. That's every day, every other day we're going through that journey. But again, that's something we take pride in, to serve fresh and serve it fast, right?
What's the magic amount of time for, like, some of the curries? Because I know sometimes it's like, oh, you want it made fresh, but then also they get better when they've been stewing for a bit. So it's like, sometimes I know for me, I'm like, I actually don't want it that fresh. Like, I want the one that's like,
yes,
been able to set up and
flavors gel. So yeah, we call it in Indian cuisine, we call it marinated foods, right?
Yeah.
So you're right. Yeah, no, we don't. So when we make our chicken tikka, for example, which is like our, you know, not so saucy chicken, we marinate that chicken for 24 hours at least before we serve it. So, you know, the time has been given to incubate the flavors into the meat, for example, or even with our vegetable stews, right? The process is generally 20 to 40 minutes, or in the case of beef curry, for example, 90 minutes of cooking. And then we don't serve that beef curry right away. It goes back into the, you know, the fridge, and it marinates itself. Now that beef curry that has been made today, for example, is going to be served within the next few days, which is still, you know, keeping in mind the food safety of it.
Yeah.
So it marinates in the fridge, and then it gets better. And you're right, it gets better. So we like to sort of serve food in almost like a rotation where we are allowing the food to absorb its flavor, and then as we sort of use up, we make a new batch, which again stays in the fridge for a bit, and then we sort of reshuffle it, right?
Yeah.
And that's what brings the taste even better. Now, you can only allow a curry to be in a fridge for so long, and that's why we make in small batches, because you don't want to have a curry that has been made in January to serve in Feb, you know? I mean, that would be a bad thing to do for sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's so fascinating to hear. Whatever you do with the kidney bean one is like magic. It's really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, see, a lot of this is like the education piece of the food in Lindsay in terms of our business. is huge too, right? But nobody knows what Rajma is called. So when we are, you know, serving our guests, we call them, not customers. We always say both things together. So Rajma is, you know, red kidney beans. Chana is chickpeas, and you know, and it's amazing to see when customers start to remember the original name or the proper name, and they always mixing things up. And it's again, we don't make fun of them. Obviously, we understand that, you know, it's alien to them, right? It's a foreign name, and it takes time to know things, you know. So, but a lot of people try to say the Rajma, right? And
I didn't know Rajma, but I know like chana.
Yeah, exactly,
and
right?
And
so
paneer.
Yeah, so Rajma, chana, these are very popular food from the North Indian cuisine of India, Canadian, for Canadian perception, a lot of restaurants that you normally go to when you say Indian food is, I want to say generously 85% is North Indian food, which again is, you know, sometimes a misinformation, right? A lot of people think Indian food is butter chicken, chicken tikka, butter, butter naan, garlic naan, and rice. Not really, you know, there's a lot more than that. There is a lot more diversity in Indian food too. But yes, it won't be inaccurate to say that 85% of the restaurants that you might go to when you say Indian food is North Indian style food.
Yeah, in my teaching at Fleming in my classes, sometimes as an icebreaker when I have a group from all over, we'll have a spur-of-the-moment debate over which region in India has the best food, and people get pretty passionate over.
Yes, India is a huge country, very vast, very varied. Mm-hmm. You know, from the north to south, you will have completely different experience, right? And so is the food, and so is the language, and everything is changing. But of course, you know, your early onsetters in Canada were from like Punjab or like the north of India, and that's why the influence is so heavy.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, of course, you go to your Mississaugas and your, you know, other areas which has a bit more diversity, you will see a lot of options. So there are definitely different Indian foods that you can explore. It's again, you have to travel to those thick areas where you would have, you know, a heavy Indian population to have the variety of Indian cuisine. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. I kind of run out of questions.
Sure,
so
I could talk all day. That's the problem. Like,
yes.
Not to give my final thoughts, but I know Brian will always ask for that. Like, and Ann's just one of the nice guys. Locally or anywhere that you're going to meet, and it's good food, nice guy. Like, I love chatting with you. I chatted with you at the 100 Men a couple months ago. Like, it was just great to sit there for an hour a bit and just talk to you. And
yeah, no, absolutely. I think, I'm definitely overly, infamously known as overly chatty guy, and I definitely talk quite a bit. I enjoy communicating with people. I love talking to people. But I think deep down, I also know that I love knowing who you are as a person, and, you know, interested to know in how your life journey has been. And it's part of it has been because of my experiences as well. Like, I've never, like, when I arrived to Canada in 2010, I came as a student, right? I've lived in Saskatchewan for 8 years, you know, a very, very different experience. Very versatile, experience as well. I'm 36, but I've lived probably 17 years of my life outside India. I was in England for 2-3 years, and then I came over to Canada. And you know, I've had so many opportunities to explore and, you know, meet new people. And I think that became my character. So. Part of the reason why I wanted to join the 100 Men is also, you know, this curious person in me saying, you know, let's see who's who of the town, and not even that, but let's explore and see how many people I can meet and, you know, sort of, you know, get to know. And that's what I love doing. And I think it's a very, talking about the 100 Men, it's a very, you know, great platform to be helpful in your small way, but not in a small way, because it impacts such a, you know, in such a big way for the people in need and the organization in need, right? you know, it's been great being a part of the 100 Men as well, knowing you know, people like yourselves again. I think I joined in early, basically when I started, you know, working operating in Twisted Indian, right? So dates back December 2021. I've been a member for a year now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, I can't realize that. I mean, I've been on to the four meetings already. And each time I felt like, you know, I feel this inside, you feel this happiness that somebody is being supported or helped out in such a big way. And I've met great people, you know. Because I love remembering people and try to sort of keep so many people in my head, I love, you know, going back to them and sort of, you know, keeping up to them and say, hey, you know, what are you doing now? And, you know, I feel great when people are growing and a lot of people are moving in positive direction. Of course, you know, I get a little bit of exposure in that, you know, flow of growth as well, right? So, and that's what I wish for Lindsay. Lindsay has been great. I cannot thank and wish great things about the community, because it has received us in open arms and been so positive, and of course helped us with the word of mouth. And it's a great community to be in. We wish, again, like, we know more people and we serve more people, and of course you know, we, in the years coming in the future, we thrive as a successful business, and we are able to deliver the same level of service and the same level of satisfaction that we're doing now. So yeah, I mean, it's been a great journey and looking forward to more of it in the future for sure.
Awesome. Where can the people find you?
Oh, so we are located in the Whitney Town Center, which is 370 Kent Street West. It's basically the same plaza where the Wild Wing is. We are in the same strip as Little Caesar and the Teriyaki Town, which is another great ethnic food place in town. So, you know, it's right close to the Kent Street, you know, density of businesses, commercial area. So, yeah, Whitney Town Center, right across the Wild Wing.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fun conversation. If you're listening and would like to be on the show as well, you can send us an email and we can set that up at setitup@coworthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.